Here is a look at conditions across the area at 2 p.m. At the Clyde A. Thomas Regional Airport in Moorhead, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 75 degrees, the dew point 41 degrees, and the relative humidity 29%. The wind was variable at 7 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.09 inches and falling. At Bluegrass Field in Lexington, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 75 degrees, the dew point 54 degrees, and the relative humidity 47%. The wind was south at 5 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.08 inches and falling. At Huntington, West Virginia, it was sunny. The temperature was 78 degrees, the dew point 43 degrees, and the relative humidity 28%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 30.07 inches and falling. In East Kentucky, skies ranged from sunny to mostly sunny. It was 75 at Mount Sterling, 73 at Fleming, Mason County Airport, 79 at Jackson, 78 at the Big Sandy Airport, and 79 at London. Somerset reported 81, Monticello reported 79, Middlesbrough reported 78, Harlan Airport reported 83, and Williamsburg reported 81. Across central Kentucky, temperatures were between 76 and 79 degrees. At Frankfort, it was sunny. It was mostly sunny at Richmond and Fort Knox. At Louisville, it was partly sunny. Across northern Kentucky and southern Ohio, temperatures were between 69 and 72 degrees. At Wilmington, it was sunny. It was mostly sunny at Dayton and Columbus. At Covington, it was partly sunny. And finally, in West Virginia, it was mostly sunny. It was 76 at Charleston and 69 at Parkersburg. NOAA Weather Radio. And now the latest weather synopsis. Dry weather will come to an end tonight and Friday as a potent cold front pushes through the region. Showers and storms will accompany the front as it moves across the area. Showers and storms will continue behind the departing front on Friday. Much cooler air will invade the area on Friday as winds shift to the west and then northwest behind the front. Temperatures will be well below normal over the weekend and into the first part of next week. Another chance for rain will arrive for portions of the area on Sunday, as an area of low pressure moves by to our south. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Moorhead listening area. Rest of today, sunny. Highs in the lower 80s. West winds around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, clear in the evening, then showers with a chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Lows around 60. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming south late. Chance of rain near 100%. Friday, mostly cloudy. Patchy valley fog early. Showers with a chance of thunderstorms in the morning, then a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Not as warm with highs in the upper 60s. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20 miles an hour, becoming northwest in the afternoon. Chance of rain 90%. Friday night, partly cloudy. Cooler with lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the lower 40s. Sunday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows around 40. Monday, sunny. Highs in the lower 60s. Monday night, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Tuesday, partly cloudy. A slight chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs around 70. Chance of rain 40%. Tuesday night, a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Lows around 50. Chance of rain 40%. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a 20% chance of showers. Highs in the mid-60s. This hazardous weather outlook is for the following counties in Kentucky: Bath, Elliott, Estill, Fleming, Johnson, Newgoffin, Menifee, Montgomery, Morgan, Powell, Rowland, and Wolfe. Day 1, today and tonight. There is a chance of thunderstorms tonight, mainly after midnight. A few of these could be strong with gusty winds and hail the main threats. And now the extended outlook for the period Friday through Wednesday. There is a possibility of thunderstorms on Friday and again for Tuesday evening. Patchy frost cannot be ruled out in a few spots early Monday morning. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation is not expected at this time.